Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day, we're the Traders. I'm Rory, our coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Wanderers.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvin Aitar.
Righto, we're rounding out our price reveals with the Premiers, the West Coast Eagles.
2018 Premiers.
West Coast Eagles. They're still pretty happy about it, some of their fans.
Oh, so they should be.
You could get a job doing the voiceover.
I could. No, let's look at the West Coast Eagles. They were pretty good last year and obviously finished the season in cracking form. But a lot of their fantasy
players... Without their best
players,
player. They won without probably their best two players.
Well,
yeah. Grand final.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
Let's look at some of the
Especially
names.
Especially when you said they were... What did you say they were doing?
Nothing.
You said they were just clocking up a spot.
You did. You were abusive to them last year.
You were so rude.
People called you out on it too.
Just clogging up a spot in the eight. They won't go anywhere.
Wow.
Nick Minute.
That's a big call.
It was a huge call, Roy.
I was still cheering for him.
A lot of at Roy DTs to you on that one. All right.
Oh, I should have.
Let's have a look at some of the players. So we'll start with Elliot Yeo. Now, he was a machine in defence for us, but he's lost his defender status because he pretty much played as a midfielder almost all year. Might have had one or two games where he was actually really bad too when he had to go and play a role in
a bit
the
of tagging, yeah.
But he is hugely relevant still.
Well,
massively relevant.
I could never do it. I could pay that price for him as a defender. I just couldn't bring myself to do it as a mid.
106.8 average, played all 22 games. It was a pretty big jump, really, from his 98 average the year before. And he's been, as we've talked about, the old yo-yo in his career, like from game to game, even season to season, he's a bit like that with what roles he has to play. But it was huge. So he averaged 116 after the bye, which is what makes him hugely relevant.
Gasp.
And if you want to put some like really context into that, he was third for points for all the midfielders overall in that time. So
he was so good in there,
yes,
wasn't he?
So essentially, he's... almost 9 points underpriced if you take into account after the bye is a significant amount of time too.
It is.
So
it is.
I like him.
If I was a West Coast supporter, yes, I would be comfortable doing it.
He's on my never again list for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
But it's a no for me, but geez, that's an impressive...
Some people have said some things.
Latter half.
Interesting, because Andrew Gaff missed those last few games through suspension. So he's another player that we need to talk about because he averaged 110.7. Huge.
It is huge.
But he is suspended for the first two rounds. So he's someone that you'll be looking firmly at as an upgrade target.
I reckon.
If he's doing that again.
Well, I think he's going potentially better.
Wow.
If there wouldn't be a hungrier player in the competition than that guy. Do you know, I even saw him down here at my gym in Lonnie.
Really?
Out the other day.
Yep. That's how dedicated he's trying to do every gym in Australia. That's his goal.
Nah, sloppy.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been anywhere near your form, Destroyer.
Nah, he's good. He's good.
Ran well the 2K time trial as well.
Did he?
I see a lot of
I know that you love.
Around. I love watching who's running.
Following that.
Who's running is what I try to look at.
Yeah, it's
all right, here's another midfielder to talk about, and that is Jack Redden. We used to love him when he was at the Lions.
Yes.
Punching out some massive numbers there. He was back to that sort of form in the back half of the season, really. So he's priced at $698,000, which is just at a 96 average.
Mm.
But I feel like that's a long way from the truth of what his season, especially the end of it, was. So as the season went on, he was just better.
He's certainly better than 96.
Last seven rounds, he punched out these numbers, a 143, a 135, and a 133 in
there.
So that was big. It was funny or ironic or whatever it could be that Selby, who ended up obviously going back-to-back in fantasy, traded him out just before that.
That
so
run,
there's so many little the what-ifs for him that he might have had that could have seen him win that very much outright if he hadn't have got rid of...
Because he obviously does everything perfectly, but he couldn't have been more wrong with how he did Redden or Tom Mitchell.
Tom Mitchell at the start.
And they're
of
two years, massive moves.
He should have won it by about 400.
It's lucky he's brilliant at every other part of the game.
He's very good. So Redden's quite an interesting one for people to think. Draft especially, he's probably going better than 96.
Definitely.
Yep.
One to look at there. Luke Shue is another midfielder, probably underpriced there as well. He 87 average for him, but he was two back-to-back 99 averages before that. So what you think of him, it's up to you. I wouldn't touch that because I would like my 87 price dude to... go a lot higher than 100 kind of thing. No, so, Shuey. Anyway, all right, the other cheap one that you'll find, and Calvin, you've said he's locked in your side, and that's Josh Kennedy, JJK.
Really?
A couple of
65
times.
Average he's priced at. 82 and 89 the years before that, but injuries obviously crueled his career.
That's his issue this year. He's a mid-80s guy.
He is.
He's a mid-80s. If you think he's 85, he's 25, he's 20 under.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Him it's just playing, draft for me.
It is draft, and it's like...
No, if it's 20 points, it's classic relevant.
It's put it in your black book.
Well, see, so him and Tom Lynch... From Richmond, they're both 20 points under props.
Could you start with both of them?
Who would you go? You'd go Tom Lynch ahead of JJK.
Well, just on fitness
and
the fact that Lynch's body must be a little bit better.
Yeah. God, it's a bit cool.
Jeez. Darling did at the start of last year too.
Yes.
Right.
He was in your best 22, right?
He was, and he deserved to be there too. It was only injury that derailed him.
And then, fell off from there. He averaged 76.7.
God, that was a fall from grace. All I'm saying with Kennedy is if he's fit, he needs to be considered, Roy.
Well,
considered
at 20 unders.
Now, they brought over Josh Smith from Collingwood. 61.2 average there for him. And 2 years prior to that, he went at 81.6 and 76.5. So he is going to be a lot... Well, he is a lot cheaper than what you would expect. It's at $444,000 as a
forward. It's another 20 points, guys.
It is.
But does he play?
I think he'd probably find a way in there, wouldn't he?
Another one there is Shannon Hearn.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I've disrespected you for so long.
At the start of the season, he went 112, 118, 87, 98, and everyone was all up and about with him. Had a couple more tons up to the bye, but only one following the bye. And he'd gone up in price, and people were upgrading to him, and then he just didn't offer that value, or he didn't give the return that he needed to as that premium.
Yeah, I copped a few harsh words for not having him in the rolling a few times. But
you held your nerve.
He was the sort of...
proved me right.
And we see these a lot. The player that you need to have at the start had a nice little bump in price, but don't upgrade to these guys. It's a hard thing. But he did still obviously average 88.8.
Credit where credit's due.
So that was good. They also brought across Tom Hickey.
Why did they do that?
Well, because Nick Nat's out, mate.
Yeah, but...
So, and Lossett went. Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
Why are we even talking about him? $547,000.
Okay. So he's a draft-relevant one. So if you, at the end of your ruck runs and all this sort of stuff, and this is why we talked about this a few episodes ago of the podcast, where we talked about the ruckman that you can get late, you could pinch hit some of these
guys. He's only backing up Vardy, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the thing. So he's good for a 75.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think he is. Well,
I was thinking
done.
More 60.
Okay.
But
you're not going to get him then as one of those late ones.
He did that 75. He always got sole ruck duties to do that.
Yeah.
He never shared, did he, with Longo or anything like that? I don't think they've
played not really, yeah.
Not really. Not together.
One to watch.
Mm.
Probably not. Cheap ones to watch, though. Guys that I've got my eye on. Not so much the first few players. You're looking at blokes like Jack Petrocelli. He played a couple of games last year. Three of them, in fact, at an average of 21.3.
Oh, good.
VFL. A 56 average. So not much, but a 170K player. If he's getting a game, you've got to look at him because he has to be thought about or in the mix. Yeah. Hamish Brayshaw's another one.
I was big on him last year. I thought he was going to play.
Yep. So mid-170K. He averaged 75 in the waffle.
Yeah, well done. It would have been even better than that.
Yeah.
Might be all right. It's a proper competition, though.
I know. Men playing that one.
And the thing is with West Coast and their cheap guys, they don't necessarily give them that many weeks.
No, they don't.
Teams that
stick around
allow
for a
bit of, find your feet.
Yep.
They don't seem to really, do they?
And the other one that I will be looking at and keeping an eye on is Francis Watson. Bit of a buzz around the preseason last year, and then he was knocking on the door throughout the season. So he's a defender at 170K, averaged 72 in the waffle. So another one there to watch for that. But that's the West Coast Eagles.
They
were very good last year, but I don't know if there's many that I'm locking in or anything like that from them at the start. Very draft-relevant team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of talking points, but...
I won't have an E.
Here's a question. Where does Gaff go in draft? That he missed the first 2 weeks?
What do you think he's going to average? You think he's better than 110, but let's say he's about a 110.
Let's say he's...
Silly now.
So if he's 110, where's he going draft? Is that first round?
Has to be very close to it.
Well, Yeah, because the thing is that it's you need to remind games. Yourself, it's two games.
Yeah.
Other people are going yes. to get injured and miss more than two games.
You're playing for the finals as well. Like, that's what you're in it for.
Yeah.
You could lose your first two games of the season. It's not season over.
I need to pick players that are playing round one.
So, do you reckon he could slide to round two?
He could, without a doubt.
I think he could. And it's about what you're happy to have, depending on how deep your midfield is in your league.
He deserves
what's going
to
be there. You know, is it an 80 coming off the bench for him? Like, you can get away with it.
He's a round one pick. It's not even coming off an injury.
No. Yep, definitely.
Well, after you seeing him at the gym. Roy, you're pretty happy with how he is travelling at the moment.
It's going very well.
This is the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch all of our episodes on all of the platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and check out all of our content on afl.com.au/fantasy. And we are not far away from launch now, lads. It is getting very, very close, and we are very, very excited. We'll talk to you next time when the game's open.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.